Every Saturday in the South African port city of Durban, there's a choir competition. It's not exactly run-of-the-mill. It starts at 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night and ends just before sunup. The men in the a cappella choirs are known as the Tiptoe Guys. As NPR's Jason Beaubien reports, they sing in a style called escotomia.
It's a hot, sticky night in Durban. A warm wind is coming off the Indian Ocean, and only half the ceiling fans are working inside the YMCA hall. At about 9:30, the Zulu messengers are warming up while two men try to patch a three-foot-wide hole in the middle of the stage. The YMCA is in a part of downtown Durban that, during apartheid, was an area exclusively for blacks. Paint is peeling from the ceiling, and the building is slipping into disrepair. The choir members, however, are dressed sharply in matching suits and carefully shined shoes. The Zulu messengers wear black suits, bright yellow shirts, and checkered ties. They start singing in the back of the hall and then slowly march towards the stage. All the songs are in Zulu. This song, like many of the ones performed on this night, is about a man far from home who's longing to get back to his family. Twelve choirs, ranging in size from 8 men to 20, have shown up for the competition. Each group has put 150 rand, or about $20, into a pot. The money will be split among the top three groups at the end of the evening. For most of the night, a single chair sits empty in front of the stage. At 4 in the morning, a judge will arrive, take the vacant seat, and pronounce the winners. Christoph Van Nwaba, one of the organizers of the event, says escotomia originated in this part of South Africa.
Spread to other provinces because people went to the other provinces for work, more especially in the mines. Then they performed it in the hostels. So that was the way of fighting against what loneliness or homesickness.
The singers are called Tiptoe Guys because their tightly choreographed dance moves often have them up on their toes. In Zulu, the word escotomia actually means to approach in a stalking manner. The singers usually move slowly as if hunting. Occasionally, they punctuate their dance with stomping and explosive kicks. Escotomia has its roots in traditional Zulu dance and American minstrel shows that toured South Africa at the turn of the 20th century. Van Nwaba, however, says that what happens on Saturday nights at the Durban YMCA is a uniquely Zulu art form.
Here, at this time, we only do this type of music called escotomia, not gospel, not any other type, but it's only the escotomia music.
It's a bit after midnight. The NBA champions are on stage, and they're doing a song about a snake. The song appears popular with many of the women in the crowd, who get up and dance. Out on the street after they've performed, the leader of the group, Hamilton Mbata, says the name NBA Champions isn't a basketball reference. It's the first three letters on the license plates in their hometown, Babanango, Natal.
The NBA is our place. I call him the NBA champion because all the time I don't forget my place.
Mbata is a square-jawed 56-year-old with thick hands. During the week, he works on a farm outside Durban. Mbata says when he's singing, he doesn't think about work or corruption or money problems. Escotomia, he says, takes him to another place.
It's our culture. That's why every time, every Saturday, I must do it.
Inside the YMCA, the real happy singers are finishing their act. It's 2 in the morning. As they march off stage, they've taken off their black suit jackets and draped them over their forearms. In tight formation, they inched their way toward the exit. On stage, the real happy singers looked perfectly manicured. But here, in the fluorescent light of the foyer, the men look a bit different. It's as if the world of Iskatamiya is being left behind inside the hall. Their white shirts are soaked in sweat, and their collars frayed as they parade out onto the beer-strewn street. In the end, it was a pretty good night for the real happy singers. They were in the money, placing third. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Durban.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.